floor, Shamika.
Thank you, Your Excellency. I think thank you so much for the distinguished delegate of Palestine, and we stand ready to support you in, you know, if you need any drafting languages and technical points. And going back to the situation of Chad, and I think this is very true for landlocked countries. It's just that this session we are talking a lot about the entire supply chain, so it's not the landlocked plus the countries with maritime access. But the landlocked countries are in a much more difficult situation, and we also noticed that during COVID-19, it was very difficult to get things through transit. So at least in Chad, we can have a conversation because we are, you know, our teams are in Chad. We are in Chad doing the, in Asikuda, working of automation of customs, and hopefully the entire government. And my colleagues are also working on trade facilitation issues. And we also have very big programs on transit. I think it is a real problem when it comes to the landlocked countries that you basically need to know the transit coordinators and the transiting countries. You just have to have a relationship. You can have all the regulations and you can have all the processes and procedures streamlined, but if you don't know each other, and that is also a problem. And we have a program that we bring the transit coordinators across the you know, main transit corridors, and they get to know each other, they plan together, they do things together, and we have seen that that eases a lot of difficulties for transit countries. So it's something that we can probably look into in Chad, with your economic community. Thank you.